The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Friday, the 5th of September, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kester here in this hour with me. What most people are talking about today is what people were talking about yesterday in the afternoon. Joan Rivers died about 1:15 yesterday afternoon in New York City. I was in New York yesterday and in a meeting, and just about as the meeting was getting underway, the gentleman who was working with me, sitting with his tablet, looked over at it and looked at the four of us who were in the room and said, Joan Rivers died about 40 minutes ago. And that stopped the conversation that we were having. We were talking about radio business and some things that I'm putting together to move, keep moving the program forward. And so these guys are all radio guys, and in one way or another, all of them had a comment. I think I was the only one in the room who had ever interviewed her or been around her in terms of physical presence. She was on this program a few times. And I don't know, Kenny, how you would describe it. Jennifer, were you with me when we had the conversation, most recent conversation with her and her daughter? I don't remember.
I don't know. No. You know, I don't think so. I think I would remember.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you would have, because she took a shot at me. But she always takes a shot at everybody, and people thought it was funny.
At everybody.
Say, well, no.
No, I was going to say, yeah, at everybody. She does.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah, she did. I never found her, frankly, funny. I didn't. She didn't. But I'm very tough when it comes to funny or so-called funny material. I was listening last night. Meredith and I were driving back from New York, and we had the entertainment channel on Sirius on, because, believe it or not, I couldn't find anybody on the radio. So
wow.
out to lunch. So many of these, never mind. The essence of listening to her, and both Meredith and I were turned off by the acerbic nature, but she liked and thought that was the way to get the attention of people and making people laugh. And as I listened to stuff, I wasn't wondering so much about her and why she was the way she was. I wondered why people laughed at some of the material that she used. Having said that, she did have some great lines, great moments, obviously, captured lots of attention, was around for a long time.
I think Ken and I were talking about this off the air. She may have, I don't know if I always laughed at everything she said, because sometimes it got a little, you know, crazy.
Yeah, it was nasty.
But, you know, and at other times she made me laugh my rear end off. But yeah. I will say this, for female comedians, she broke a lot of glass ceilings. I mean, she she was an icon in the fact that, you know, as a female anyway, she did a lot of things that other females hadn't done yet.
Yeah, no, she advanced, if that's what you want to call it, the cause of women. And then you look at some of the ones that are around today, that Wanda Sykes, who I also am appalled at. I don't think she's funny at all. There are those, I mean, who would you consider to be female comedians? Who is around today that is a household name, perhaps?
Oh, like Chelsea Handler.
She's a comedian.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
She's nasty, too.
Well, I'm not going to say, I wouldn't say that. I mean, yeah.
You can say what you want. I think she's nasty.
But I think when Joan Rivers actually made an impact on me most, and this is so, it'll sound funny, but I watched Celebrity Apprentice. And I think that is, of all the reality shows, a great way for you to actually see what celebrities are really made of, more than just, you know, reading about them or whatever.
Right.
And she won that series and was very smart, and I thought it did a really good job, and also had a pretty big heart when you came down to it. Now, did she get into a bitter feud with Annie Duke? Yeah, but it made for good entertaining television, and everybody was pulling for Joan.
Why do people think that's entertaining? Why do feuds and fights and nastiness?
Well, because I think they got
amusing.
I think that they were pulling for her in the Annie Duke played dirty. I think
I'm not talking about those two in particular. Just in general, what is there about listening to a watching
sports, Dougie? We all love them.
No, we don't all love them. I don't find it.
We're all pushed into them. Black, white, girl, boy.
Yeah, we are. That's true.
Republican, Democrat. Everybody loves a good team.
People who like Joan Rivers. People who didn't. As a person, what you just said is what I've heard about her as well. Aside, strip back all of the things that seemed to be necessary, at least she thought were necessary, to be entertaining. And what you had was Joan Malinsky, a young lady in the mid-60s who didn't really quite understand what she was doing and where she was going. She was interested in fashion as a youngster, interested in acting as a youngster, if you look at her bio. And then what that sprung into was something that almost happened by accident. I don't believe in accidents. I think things happen because they're supposed to happen. But in terms of where she went with what she thought she had to do to become well-known, she was a scared young kid, but she had something. And I think what she had, Jennifer, is what you just touched on. She was very smart. Very, very smart. I remember when she was on WOR, I ran into her one night because a fellow who was a program director at the time, a guy named David Bernstein, was a great friend, and I was in there and we were just talking about why she liked being on the radio and why she was of interest to people on the radio. And I found somebody, and I don't know, she was on this program, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 times. We must have some outtakes of those interviews, maybe the most recent one here, which we may play for you in the next half hour. But I found when you cut through the mustard, there was a really warm person. And that so often is the case with people who have one persona or one image, and they feel like they have to do that because
comedians,
people expect.
If funny people in general are very vulnerable.
They are very insecure. Very insecure. I liked her daughter a lot. Her daughter was really, and so the fact that her daughter was as she is as she is, and she loved her mother, took good care of her mother, was close to her mother, you know, the silly stuff that sometimes they did on the television to get ratings or people
well, they worked together,
stuff.
Fashion Police and Melissa's show,
yeah, right, they did, they worked together, and it was obvious that they really liked each other, and that Melissa was proud of her mother, and her mother was proud of her. That sort of thing cuts through some of the other stuff that people will remember her for, because a lot of people just don't take the time to look deeper. Why should you? I mean, she's just a comedian, and she's making people laugh, and she makes her living, and yada, yada. But, you know, I just think it's worth a moment to dig deeper and to understand that somebody wouldn't have that much plastic surgery if they really had a good self-image, even to the end. She didn't know herself, and I think she, in a way, didn't like herself. That's why she kept changing. I got a kick out of one of the things that she said. I've had so much plastic surgery, when I die, they'll donate my body to Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's funny. That's a funny bit. I don't exercise. If God wanted me to bend over, he'd put diamonds on the floor. that stuff. My husband wanted to be cremated. I told him I'd scatter his ashes at Neiman Marcus that way I'd visit him every day. Anyway, the passing of Joan Rivers is something that certainly a lot of people are taking notice of with appropriate focus on her career. What I find interesting, and I said this on the air, I think the day that it happened, because Ken Kronhaus, one of our doctors, was here and said she had a heart condition. He never examined her, but he knows a great deal, obviously, about how the body works. And when you have an endoscopy the way she did, and you get put under the anesthesia, it's pretty normal and very routine, unless you have a problem with your heart. And he said as soon as he read the story, she's got a real serious heart problem, and nobody knew it. And that clinic, the fact that she wasn't tested appropriately, at 81, it would seem to be only common sense.
Got to be careful. Extra careful.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So anyway, the health department is investigating the circumstances surrounding her cardiac arrest, which put her brain into the no man's land and into a coma. She was brain dead when she was going through her. They never even did the endoscopy. They put her in to anesthesia, and her heart reacted to it very quickly and very negatively. So she was dead pretty much from that point until her body stopped taking nourishment or air yesterday afternoon. The fact that she came out of the clinic, they rushed her to Mount Sinai, the whole matter is pretty much a wake-up call for those of us who have. I've had I went to the hospital when I had my endoscopy a couple of months ago. I've had them a couple of times just to check out what's in my throat and the ulcer and stuff that I had. And we all should be having the same treatment. They use the same process, only they stick the camera up your butt when you're getting a colonoscopy. But it's the same kind of thing, and you got to go under anesthesia. And the person doing the anesthesia, you know that anesthesiologists are among the highest paid doctors in the world?
Can't screw it up.
What they are doing is very delicate and takes great attention and focus. So the fact that she died, that clinic is going to be sued from here to
eternity.
They're
already under investigation, yeah.
Yeah, right. And they well should be, because it may be this whole thing, they discovered that she had a heart problem, she might not be, most likely wouldn't be dead at this moment. And this moment is 18 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Plates, and Bounty Paper Towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got big pens for $1, so cool. Compass for 50 cents, way, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muscle on that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got big pens for $1, a compass for 50 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Five, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Tamarill.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
Well, obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Galaxy, Jennifer.
Really funny movie, by the way.
As he is, it is?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's funny?
Yeah. It's hysterically funny.
Oh, I didn't know
you
that.
You would
it was
love
funny.
It. It is oh, really? Really good.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it. All right. I
mean, it's an action movie, but it's funny.
Yeah, funny. All right. So he sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch of a Cubs game last week. And I just thought it was silly enough to listen to.
He's going to be a big star, I think. He's funny and
be a
cute.
Big star.
A big star.
A big star. Jennifer Horn, big star.
Big
Ken
star.
Kessler, big star.
Big star.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, big stars do monologues. Some of the late night shows hosted by big stars. Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers. Let's see what we can get in from each one of them here.
Thousands of fast food workers demanding higher wages walked off the job and blocked traffic. They blocked traffic, yeah. The fast food workers said it was easy, since blocking major arteries is what they do for a living.
Evil hackers have figured out how to get these photos that were private property and they've stolen them. It's a felony. You can't do this. It's private property. And these naked photos of these beautiful stars, they're private property, and they've been stolen by hackers.
Yeah, yes.
I'd still like to see the photos.
Yeah.
But it's a felony.
Really?
It's a felony.
John Kerry joined five previous secretaries of state at a groundbreaking ceremony for a new diplomacy museum. I'm sorry, I just fell asleep saying that. President Obama has announced a former Google executive will serve as his cabinet's new chief technology officer. When the Google exec was asked how he felt about the new job, he gave 79,000 responses.
right, here's Jimmy Fallon talking about Joan Rivers last night.
Our pal Joan Rivers passed away today. I know. Gosh, what a crazy time this is right now. And she's one of the funniest people in the world, ever. And she used to come on the show. We loved her. The crew loved her. Everyone loved Joan Rivers. She is fearless. She would come out and just say what you were thinking, but you wouldn't say it. You would stop, but she wouldn't stop. She would just say it. And a lot of people thought, you know, that her humor was mean and stuff like that, but she just did it because she wanted to make everyone laugh. That's the goal. And she could take a joke just as easily as she could dish it out. One of the classiest acts. I love her so much. Class act all the way. We had her. She hadn't been on The Tonight Show in, I want to say, over 26 years.
Yeah.
Since Johnny Carson, they just some dispute or something. And she hadn't been on, and we had her on late night and welcomed her back to the network, NBC. But we had her on our very first Tonight Show when I took over. And she hadn't, so I'm lucky to say that I got to work with her and have her on our Tonight Show. And I was just so blessed to do that. But we had this bit where at the beginning of the show, I said to all my friend, to my friend out there who said I couldn't host a Tonight Show, you owe me $100. And then I had a parade of celebrities come out and throw $100 on the desk, like De Niro, Tina Fey, you know, everyone did it. It was great. And Joan Rivers, we asked Joan to be one of the people, and that was, she came out, and she came over to me, and she started crying and gave me a kiss. It was really emotional, really nice. I don't want to show a clip because I don't think it'll do her justice because she's just too funny. So what I would tell people is to rent Joan Rivers a piece of work on Netflix or Apple TV or whatever. People watch movies now. Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joan Rivers, a piece of work. You see this documentary. Have you guys seen this movie? It's unbelievable when you see how much her work ethic and everything that went into it.
That's her strength. He's speaking to her strength. And I think that was good. He said some dispute. The dispute was that she went over to Fox. Those late night. Come on, Jimmy. You knew that. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, biographers describe two different Ronald Reagans, a shrewd, brilliant pal and an underinformed bumbler. Which was it?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. The guy makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excited. Turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Reagan biographer Rick Perlstein describes a politician who's very high EQ and IQ, but biographer Lou Cannon describes an underinformed bumbler as president. Who's the real Reagan?
Ronald Reagan had a remarkable ability to not only take the temperature of his audience he was in front of, but also the world. I think that he had a grasp of foreign policy. Many of the policies that he undertook led to an era of prosperity for America. He understood, and his doctrine, peace through strength, and working with Margaret Thatcher and working with our allies, I think he knew how to take a measure of a people.
Well, the mistake that some people make is assuming that he wasn't actually bright. Perlstein doesn't make that mistake. Perhaps Cannon does to an extent. He was actually a very intelligent person. I think where his deficiencies, if you want to call them that, lay were in his emotions. He felt very strongly about things, and when he felt strongly enough about things, that could influence his thinking about it. It would lead him to deny realities that were plain to other people. For instance, that Nixon was indefensible after a point. He kept defending Nixon after Watergate.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with my friend and colleague Jennifer Horn, who's buying lunch next Saturday. You buying?
I'm buying lunch.
We're going to go to Big Bob's there, or what are we doing for lunch? Something maybe a little more.
Are we going to the Pacific Pioneers of Broadcasters luncheon?
Oh, that's Friday.
I already bought lunch for that.
Oh, okay. I've had lunch on Saturday too.
We are? I've got a birthday party on Saturday.
You don't?
I do.
Whose birthday?
Little baby birthday. Four-year-old birthday.
Bring him along. Bring him along. If you love
it's not
him,
like we're dating. I actually have to go to his parents' house first.
So we're talking a lot about Joan Rivers. The passing. Somebody sent me an email. How dare you speak ill of the dead? I said I didn't think Ellen was always that funny. Ellen, listen to me. Ellen is funny. I think we were talking about who some of the funny women comedians, or are there any? And I think did you say it, Kenny or Jennifer? Well, somebody said Ellen, or maybe Michael did. I think Ellen DeGeneres is genuinely funny. I think she's a lot like I think she's only been on this program once, and I've never met her, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you know anybody. You can judge them and look in their, you know, the portfolio of things they've done, but unless you've looked them in the eyes and had a meaningful conversation with them about something important, then you don't really know who they are. Never. A lot of people bridge that gap of, you know, wanting to know somebody who's famous and or rich or whatever. It's nice to be able to reach out and touch somebody and say, I met Ellen DeGeneres. Well, you know, she's, I'm thinking, subject to the same frailties and foibles that a lot of people who are cut out in this arena, they come there. Their humor and their need for celebrity comes from their own insecurity. I don't know that for sure about Ellen.
I've heard from very good sources that Ellen is very rehearsed.
is she?
She doesn't like anybody to throw anything at her that she's not ready for. Like, when it's on her show, it's very well produced. Everybody knows where everything is going. That's not to take away from her being funny. I mean, she's very funny, very likable.
Yeah.
But I guess she's very type A behind the scenes, where she wants it to be a specific way, and she wants it to go a certain way.
Well, it's worked in her favor because she does a good radio and television. But she has a radio show, I think, Sirius, where they just take the audio from her television show. I think maybe that's what they do. Anyway, the people who are talking, it was interesting because we were just listening to Jimmy Fallon talk about her being, Joan Rivers being on his television show. It was the first time she was on The Tonight Show since having been banned. It was interesting. Jay Leno never had her on. I was thinking about that. Why do you suppose that was?
Well, he was respecting the franchise, I'd imagine.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. But he had, Johnny sort of didn't toss Uri Geller off, but embarrassed him to the point where he didn't ever get invited back again. But Jay invited him on that, on Jay Leno's Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Joan Rivers, as with most people, excuse me, who are very funny in some circumstances and also very smart, the better thing about Joan, I believe, was her intelligence. Now, I don't know how well it gets displayed. It just oftentimes comes across as her not being particularly erudite and basic, because the vulgarity of her humor is what appealed to a lot of people. And I guess it just makes me, I said, I didn't think she was funny much of the time, but she's appealing to a group of people. And I don't think I'm a snob, but I don't appreciate that kind of humor.
The thing that you can't take away from, though, and you're getting at when you talk about how smart she is the fact that she reinvented herself many different times.
Look at how long she lasted, for God's sakes.
You know, Irene Ryan comes to mind. She played Granny Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies, and she was someone who loved to work. She worked up until the day she died, and this is the same case with Joan Rivers. She had a career that lasted up until she couldn't do it anymore. I mean, she had done a TV show taping on Monday, went in for her procedure on Tuesday, and that was it. I mean, how great is it that, I mean, we should celebrate the fact that she reinvented herself, she worked, she kind of lived on her terms.
Yep, she came, she was first sort of publicly noticed when she was 24. She came around to being someone that we recognized and knew because she was the guest host on the Tonight Show when Carson was there. She went on the Carson show the day after she'd been on the bill of fare and bombed at some village. What's the name of that in New York? Was it the Village Voice? What was that little, that old performance center? I think it was called the Village Voice. Something down in Soho. Anyway, she had done very badly. Bill Cosby, who was very hot at the moment, had seen her, and apparently he was on The Tonight Show when she first came on the next night. And apparently he really went out of his way to bolster her, mm-hmm. because he told Carson about her and said, I'm coming on to the show tonight, I want to bring this woman with me. And that's how she got started. Bill Cosby brought her onto The Tonight Show. And he'd gone to look at you know, what she was doing, and they both acknowledged that it was very bad. But he thought she had something, and boy, wasn't he right, huh? What does that tell you about people like Cosby? And look at, speaking of people reinventing themselves, he's got a new TV show this fall, mm-hmm. and the guy's 84 or something. Right?
I mean, and he still does stand-up regularly.
Yeah, and he's good. I always thought he was funny. I've always thought Bill Cosby, maybe more the way he says stuff, not what he says, but the expressions on his face. That
he
was Carson.
He delivers real life, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so David Letterman last night went on. He and Joan Rivers were quite good friends, as you can tell by listening to him talk about her on his show last night, David Letterman.
We learned earlier today that Joan Rivers passed away at the age of 81. Yeah, she had, as we know, problems with the surgery, I guess, a week ago or so. And it seemed hopeful for a while, but it did not turn out that way. And today she sadly passed away. There was complications of some surgery. I don't know the full details, but the sad truth is that she's gone. And now here's a woman, I don't know, a real pioneer for other women looking for careers in stand-up comedy. And this woman would talk about guts. And by the way, she was indefatigable. She would be on this show. She would be on all of the shows. And she would work about 300 dates a year. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of travel. And she would go out, and she was 81 years old out doing it. And funny today as she was when she first got into show business, and talk about guts, she would come out here and sit in this chair and say some things that were unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just where you would have to swallow pretty hard and twice, but it was hilarious, and she stood behind her jokes and, to my knowledge, would say these things and never apologize, because she always felt, hey, I'm a comedian, these are jokes. There are no victimless jokes. And she was harder on herself than anybody, really. She would tell these god-awful jokes about herself. So she felt like, look, if I'm going to tell them about myself, then there are some other people out there that grow up. These are just jokes, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's right.
We should bring you back.
Of course, we all got to know her daughter, Melissa, and she had a grandson by the name of Cooper.
Yeah, Melissa's son is Cooper, was with her. The two of them, Melissa and Cooper, were in the room when she died yesterday, about 1:15. So the situation in presenting, and this so often happens, a public persona versus who the real person is, and I'd rather celebrate who the real person was. One of the things that I learned about her through my friend Bernstein, who is the program director at WOR, is how conservative politically she was. She was not like most. She and the Reagans were very good friends. Mrs. Reagan especially liked her, and they had a very quiet but sincere friendship. It was at a time when the major, and still is, the major Hollywood personalities are mostly left of center. And so Rivers was quiet. She didn't really go out of her way, but she was not quiet about her friendship. She was true to her friends, from what I can tell. And isn't that the basis? Isn't that the metal which you ought to... Never mind. I mean, I said I didn't like a lot of the stuff, because... And Letterman just mentioned it, how... Yeah, really, you got to swallow hard to listen to some of that stuff, because it was really nasty, some of it. But the measure of a person is always kind of what they do with their families. And I always, you can tell that she was close to her daughter, and mm-hmm. that there was great
they
love.
They lived together. They're roommates.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They celebrity
do a television
wife,
show out
they,
of that?
They celebrity wife swapped with Sarah Palin's daughters.
Yeah.
True.
But she would have liked that. Would she was of that political ilk, but never much talked about it. She was probably as close to Barbara Walters, apparently, as she was to anybody. And the two of them shared a lot of things in common, apparently, in private. Barbara Walters apparently had more plastic surgery than you might have thought. And that was one of the things. But they agreed never to talk about each other. As you never heard, did you ever hear Joan Rivers make a joke about Barbara Walters? I was thinking about that as they didn't talk about their friendship. And yeah, so whatever. I just think it's very interesting, and the tributes are cool that are coming in, if they, I think, deal with who she really was. So we have the story at DougStephan.com today, paying tribute to her, 10 of her most memorable zingers. You can catch that at DougStephan.com. Kenny, do we post the audio from the last interview that I did with her? Is that at DougStephan.com as well? Or
I don't think it is yet.
No, okay. All right, so anyway, lots of people talk about Joan Rivers, and certainly appropriately so. Let's spend some time talking about what Jennifer's drinking right now, and what Michael Fortier on our staff is drinking right now, and what hopefully you're drinking right now. If you're into coffee in the morning, coffee in the evening, coffee at supper time, just drink a little BuzzBox. You'll love it all the time. How's that, Richie? Pretty good for being flat in my feet at this hour, right?
I'm impressed.
BuzzBox coffee will impress you as well. BuzzBox is the replacement, because it's better than Starbucks coffee. Somebody going to sue me because I said that? No. Can't sue you if it's the truth. They can try, but they don't get anywhere, because it is better than Starbucks. It is better than Dunkin' Donuts. It is better than what you get at the local convenience store by a mile. That convenience store crud. Oh, man. If you knew what that stuff was made from, excuse me, if the quality of the coffee became known, oh, you would never have another cup of that stuff. You'd want to take your own. You'd want to take your own coffee, BuzzBox coffee, with you. So the flavored coffees, yeah, all right, if you like to drink, I mean, I go drink a frap at the ice cream store. But, you know, this is stuff that's really bad for you. All the flavored coffee, yuck. The beans that come from the Arabica tree that is made, the BuzzBox coffee is made from, are the best in the world. They are the best in the world. And you'll get the aroma, you'll get the taste, you'll get it when you get BuzzBox coffee, and you get it free. The first one is free. So subscribe now by dialing 866-456-7805 or going to DougStephan.com. Look for that big orange box that is on the side of most of the pages at DougStephan.com. BuzzBox coffee, the whole story there. What we're doing with the money that comes in to help further helping people who need good nutrition. That's all part of this. Strong flavor, strong work ethic, strong company. So sign up, BuzzBox coffee. You don't care about any of that stuff, though, really, do you? Except how it tastes and whether you can get it easily, regularly, and you can do all of those things. Dial 866-456-7805 for BuzzBox coffee, the official coffee at DougStephan.com.
Kohl's has fall covered with great brands and even better prices. Find his perfect fit with boys Levi's 511 skinny fit, $29.99. And 25 to 40% off your forever favorites from Rockin' Republic. Deck the little ones in Disney from top to bottom at 25% off. And score kids' Fila shoes for $29.99 each. Plus, save even more when you shop late Friday and early Saturday. Find great brands Thursday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here. Must be here.
Take responsible. Hi, I'm Valerie Greenberg, lifestyle expert, here to share some skincare tips and beauty tips for fall. With the cooler months approaching, we have to realize that there'll be less humidity in the air, and that's why it's so important to incorporate moisturizers into our daily skincare routine. Rock Retinol Correction Deep Wrinkle Serum combines pure retinol and an essential mineral complex to visibly reduce even deep wrinkles. Now, I fell in love with the EcoTools Pure Complexion Sponge because it gives a better clean to reveal soft, refreshed, glowing skin. And you can use it both morning and night, and it won't irritate or cause redness. It's made from natural ingredients, including the Asian konjac plant, which actually is a natural exfoliator. Now, with the temperature change, that means we could get acne, which is what we want to avoid. And Clarity MD Acne System helps us do that. It combines salicylic acid, bakuchiol, and bisabolol. It helps to unclog pores, and it also helps with clearing inflammatory and anti-inflammatory breakouts. For more information, check out videopump.tv.
Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160, and T-Mobile charges $100, and they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month for the whole family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
Because 930-14 coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and line port in includes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge, $350 via Visa prepaid card, and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans with 4 lines. Other data options available. Rampant network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabyte Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promo. Restrictions apply.
Joan Rivers on jogging. First time I see a jogger smiling, I'll consider it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden controls in our studio in Washington, along with Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn. Happy to have you along in the fold, and being in the fold, at least during this portion of the program every day, means that we are technologically in tune. We are technologically interested. We are all about the discussion this week of the cloud and the celebrity photos that were hacked. And I have a story about my credit cards being hacked and what really happened, which I may or may not have time to tell here. But it really is amazing how I was fished, Richie. The fishing that took place and what actually happened.
Oh, you're an easy fish.
Well, excuse me.
You are.
Really?
Yep. I can get that hook in your mouth real easy.
Okay, all right. Well, you can. We'll straighten that out after a while. First, though, Shelley Palmer, who's our daily reporter during our feature time, talks with you about how Apple is looking at iPhones and iPads with bigger screens. That's coming up here on Good Day.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, while Apple is set to unveil its new iPhone and smartwatch next week, it looks like the company is getting ready for more new hardware in the spring. Reports say Apple is about to start production on an iPad with a 12.9-inch screen. iPad sales have dropped recently as more customers are content to use smartphones with bigger screens instead of tablets. With Apple expected to launch iPhones with screens as big as 5.5 inches, iPod sales could be cut into even farther. A bigger iPad would go against the grain of recent tablet trends. Most tablet growth has come from low-end models with smaller screens like Google's Nexus 7 and Samsung's Galaxy Note line. A much larger iPad would open up a new world of possibilities for businesses, though, as the devices could do far more than a traditional laptop. Consider this just a rumor for now, but if you want a new iPad and you're hoping for one with a bigger screen, it may be worth the wait. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven hard all day, every day for years, through brutal winters and summers, almost 100,000 miles. And I need this car to last for another 300,000. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new.
Run, 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 run. Is that how your engine sounds, Reggie? Run,
run, run, mine's run, a lot louder than that,
my
sir.
My purr is a little bit more deep.
Yeah, really. Hey, Kenny, how does your engine sound?
Mine's very quiet.
It's really good.
Can't even hear it idling.
Yes. All right.
Mine is sucking carcinogens through it like you couldn't believe.
I know. Isn't it great? So, do you believe we're already talking about the Super Bowl? First game last night of the official season, and now we have the Doritos crash the Super Bowl contest. It's back. Bigger, bolder than ever. Listen to Brian Osich explain what's going on.
The Doritos brand is turning over its Super Bowl airtime to fans once again. Year after year, these consumer-created ads have consistently ranked among the best and most talked about during the big game. Doritos brand's Jeannie Cho says this year's Crash the Super Bowl contest is bigger and bolder than ever, upping the ante with a major life-changing grand prize.
In only the second year that the Doritos Crash the Super Bowl contest is global, two lucky finalists will get their ads seen by millions during the Super Bowl. And the finalist whose ad receives the highest number of fan votes will win a guaranteed $1 million prize.
But Cho says there's another bold reason fans should enter.
The grand prize winner will also win the job opportunity of a lifetime, working on-site for a year at Universal Pictures in Hollywood. Check out Doritos.com for the official contest rules and submit your ad between September 12th and November 9th.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, they're bringing you greatness with their limited time game day sampler, crispy onion rings, cheeseburger slammers,
oh,
fried pickles, and mini corn dogs.
You're killing me so early. No, I want fried pickles.
Hell, you'll eat those and they'll be killing
me. A slider.
Hey,
come on, bring it up. Michael!
John
pickles.
Rivers.
Don't give me
said,
pickles.
All babies look like Renee Zellweger pushed against the glass window.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.